Gogo Allbog, That Low mit Seekers and Finders. Das ist der Titeltrack der aktuellen LP, mit der man auf Tour ist. Die Band im Eugene Hütz herum spielt heute Abend im ausverkauften Huxleys und der Chef der Kapelle ist bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über das zu Ende gehende Jahr 2017 und die eben in diesem Jahr erschienene neue siebte Platte Seekers and Finders, die eigentlich Gypsy Christ Superstar heißen sollte. Wir finden heraus, warum es wichtig war, die neue Scheibe selbst zu produzieren und auf bisher genutzte Producergrößen wie Rick Rubin oder Steve Albini zu verzichten. Und wir sprechen über die Lucky Chubs, die, glaube ich, mit auf Tour sind. Hier ist er, Eugene Hütz. Hello and welcome to Flux FM.
Yeah, thank you.
How are you doing today?
All right.
Cool.
Landing, you know, from New York.
Okay, you've just arrived from New York City.
Uh-huh.
Did you have a few days off in between the touring days of this year?
Yeah, I had plenty days off.
Cool. Because I was looking at your itinerary and all the places that you've already played in 2017. It's been many, many places in many different countries.
Well, you know, record come out, so, you know, yeah. That's what we got a job to do.
A man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Yeah, we got to bring the, you know, we got to bring the news to people.
Yeah, but it seems as if the tour has been nice up until now. People are enjoying the new record and those new songs.
Yeah, it's always exciting to see new reactions, you know, from people. But I think it's pretty, it's a nice mixed bag, you know, of how the new stuff gels with the previous stuff. I enjoy that kind of cool Rubik's Cube.
That's a metaphor that you use sometimes, the Rubik's Cube thingy.
Well, like, because we are kind of like that, you know, it's every tour you kind of have to put the band together again from what you have, because it's just so multi-layered, you know, not to just say the word, but it really is. There is just so many different things going on, and there is also, you know, there's a core of the band, and there is also one or two rotating people. Mm-hmm. That's just more of kind of what needs to be at the moment, you know, for what the music is calling for.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be sometimes more heavier on a on vocals for duets, you know, or this tour we have a brass section with us.
Yeah, I've read about them. The Lucky Chubs are with you, right?
Yeah.
They're super popular on the internet as well because they sometimes do play like in a subway station in New York City and they have millions and millions of views for stuff like that.
I think, yeah, they have a kind of a really killer thing going on, like, you know, it's a kind of a new wave of DIY.
Yeah.
It's really exciting because they are very anarchic and in the same time very, you know, brass music has been around for a while. So it's like to twist it and come up with a new kind of like take on a whole New Orleans thing is quite unique. And they're just such an amazing players that within days on tour we were you know, invite them to have in our set for a one song, kind of a jazz beatnik kind of a moment, you know, then two songs, then three. Now it's an entire set, you know.
It's not even Gogo Bordello music anymore.
No, it really is, because, I mean, on the last record, there was already brass on the last record. There was Walking on a Burning Coal with Roy Pace, you know, from Manu Chao's band. And it's just, you can probably tell that a lot of the lines that were in Gogo Bordello even beforehand, they were actually meant for horns.
Yeah.
And I think the time has really kind of, the time for that to be existing on stage is now.
Yeah. And I really love the fact that you're changing up the game, like with every new leg of a tour. You once said in an interview that some of the members who kind of like disappear for 4 weeks or something and get replaced, they come back and they're like, what? I don't even know what to do anymore. So many things have changed
in
the sound and
it's
the arrangements.
Sometimes, you know, as I said, there is Pamela and Vanessa and Elizabeth, you know, it just depends on really who is doing what.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Oh, Willie, thank you.
So if somebody... Thank you so much. Yes, coffee will help with the jet lag. And true, you miss one tour, you already have to start, you know, at A again.
It's nice, though. It's a nice idea. And it keeps it fresh, not only for the audience, but for yourself as well, right? I mean,
and it's predominantly almost for ourselves. Yeah. I mean, otherwise, what is even the point? I mean, yes, it's making a living is a huge part of it at this point for sure, but really going through kind of any kind of motion is kind of what is the word for that? Detrimental.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, every record we did is, was really kind of sonic world onto its own.
Yeah. And with this record, you kind of like built a new sonic world on your own as well, because you haven't worked with an external producer. You've done the whole thing yourself. You were behind the wheel. You were behind the console and working the whole LP. And I think I was asking myself if you weren't intimidated by the people who were recording with Gogo Bordello beforehand, because, I mean, you were in the studio with Steve Albini and Rick Rubin, who are like two of the biggest
Victor
names.
Victor von
Vogt. Yeah. And it still
who
goes
lives
on.
In Berlin, though.
Yeah, there's so many. You've recorded with super famous and super top-notch producers before. So didn't you think like, oh man, I have to fill their shoes now. I have to follow their footsteps. Wasn't it intimidating for like a moment to think of the fact that all the producers beforehand were like super top producers?
You know, I mean, every record that was done with them, I at least co-produced.
Yeah, sure.
So it's not like I was somewhere out there and didn't know what's happening. And also previous records, I produced a lot of my own recordings, whether they've seen the light of the day or not. I know kind of the whole gist of it, and it wasn't any kind of a statement like, oh, you know, like I'm going to go and get behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Just what happened is I was recording, started recording demos and with a band of fresh material. And then kind of halfway through doing that, I was like, this actually sounds like these are the takes for an album.
Sounds better than what Rick did back in the days.
I did not say that.
I'm sorry.
It was just like already, you know, kind of was pretty much cooking, so
yeah, sure,
you know, I was just kind of, plus I'm a night owl,
yeah,
and that was a huge decisive factor to for me to work with somebody. It means I have to I'm married to a daylight person for a while, and it will be a conflict.
Yeah,
you know, I don't do my best in the daylight. Most people do.
Yeah, you once said in an interview that after the sun has gone down, that's when the magic is happening, and you're not comfortable with the idea to find something magic at 11 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning.
In Brazil, maybe. Like, that's the only place where I found magic, where I actually made friends with the daylife.
Yes. You've lived there, or you still live there?
I spent, 6-7 years,
mm-hmm.
And
where was that? In
Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, okay.
It's
a strange city, though, as well, isn't it? Like, with the division between rich and poor. And because I know people who live in Rio, they have beautiful houses, but when they sit on a terrace at night, they hear gunshots, like, all night long.
Yes, I mean, I was right in the middle of it for years. It's not really so... it's the class struggle goes on everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like... It's more just more stripped down there. But, you know, the people... In favela, who live around Rio de Janeiro, their quality of lifestyle is probably better than like rich people here.
Mm.
You know, I mean, literally, like if you're waking up in the morning and to experience the actual kind of the vitamins of life, you know, stretch in front of the sun and be like, you know, this is going to be fucking great. They don't have to do a lot to feel like that. It's already pretty much there.
Yeah.
In a pocket.
Yeah, but so maybe that's a Ukrainian New York in perspective, you know what I'm saying? Because some people from Brazil, I don't think that the sun is their having the sun or not the sun or the weather is their problem anymore. You know what I'm saying? They have bigger issues maybe.
You know, listen, okay, it's always like this. You know, you watch all these movies and every country has tremendous problems. There's deep problems in Brazil. They're pretty much unresolvable.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you also, the other side of it is that people are there, they have a very different mentality and approach to that. And their humor of life is a lot higher than any... It's not like that... anywhere else I've gone. It's not like that in other sunny countries. It's not like that in Australia, and it's not like that in Dominican Republic, and it's not like that in Mexico. It's only like this in Brazil.
Uh-huh.
And it's only like that in that part of Brazil. So that's what, you know, that's what I have to contribute to.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it's a place where you feel right and where you get inspired to record new music and get new ideas, just go there regularly and do your thing, man.
Very much so.
Yeah. Let's listen to Walking on the Burning Coal.
All right.
With a little horn section in there. It's going to be played live.
Roy Pace is unbelievable.
He's a Manu Chao guy.
Well, he's a star in his own right. But yes, he was playing with Manu for years for on every album.
Yes. Let's listen to it. Gogol Bordelomit, Walking on the Burning Coal. Auf Flux FM. Im Anschluss ans Gespräch verlose ich Tickets. Die letzten Tickets für die ansonsten ausverkaufte Show heute Abend im Huxley's.
But that's Sabbath of Blues.
That's true. Let me just press another button. And the magic happens.
All right.
Thank you.
A lot of electric work. Electric guitar on this album.
Yeah, it's great. And I love the way you use your voice in that song. It's like,
that was actually a demo take.
Ah, see?
This is where I decided that the record has actually been made.
See?
I was like, fuck, man, that's a pretty good, like, I can't do any better than that.
The magic of the demo recording, right? Yeah. That's what people always talk about. Sometimes it's super hard to recreate the first feeling that you have when you sing a certain line for the first time.
That was the take when I really decided, okay, well, I can't do any better than that, so therefore that's the record, you know.
Well decided, my friend. Good idea. I've read that the working title for the LP was Gypsy Cry Superstar, and I really love that title. I was laughing when I was reading that for the first time, but something kind of made you change it into Seekers and Finders, and I think in an interview you said that you didn't have the feeling that the joke lasts on, the humor was kind of like fading away. What made you change the title? Was it like the political climate in the States maybe as well, or some vibe that you felt like, oh, we have to be more serious, it's not the time to just joke around, or what was it?
No, I mean, we're always got our humor. I mean, I think Seekers and Finders is also actually a pretty funny name. It's not like it's not like to be like necessarily viewed in such a... It's just to point out that seeking and finding are very different things. <You know? laughs> And it's just kind of a playground for words and kind of opens up the, you know, kind of joins basically all the songs under a pretty abstract title.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also pretty... The song Seekers and Finders, I actually took it from my solo record.
Oh, okay.
Which is in the works. And it's a record of duets.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I've read that you do like doing duets, and the title track of that new album is, you've sung it with Regina Spektor, the great Regina Spektor.
Yeah, Regina's great.
There's more duets coming up.
Yes.
Nice.
I mean, if you dig into our first album, there's already...
I want to hear some new ones.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I do have a knack for writing them somehow, and they just never... they assembled into this other bin, which is my solo album, and at last moment I took this song to put it. Kind of, it's actually basically it's a kind of a trick. It's a preview of what I'm working on.
Yeah, nice though. Can you tell us about some other names that you have been singing with, or is it like a secret still?
It's a kind of a secret, but You would be pretty be taken by that.
Nice. And list. Is there a plan for when to put it out, or do you? I mean, now you're concentrating on the new album.
Whole idea of like the trade mill and like the deadlines and the release dates. I mean, that's why, you know, I just took time to do this record.
Yeah.
And absolutely. Like, it's done when it's done.
Yeah.
Perhaps in the next year.
Okay.
You know,
cool.
But I really don't want to have that kind of an iron graphic plan in my head. You know?
Yeah, but take as much time as you need, but promise us that you're going to let us know as soon as it's finished, because I'm looking forward to that album already, because I love the song with Regina Spektor as well. And I love the fact that it's like a Russian-Ukrainian friendship that's happening on a subliminal level, you know?
Well, that part did go, I mean, that was also part of the reason why I wanted to release that song now, because it's kind of, song has a healing vibration into it, you know, a little bit of, you know, I mean, that's what art, I think, is kind of capable of doing on some level, is to infuse situations with this kind of just a healing vibration, yeah. Let's say, for, I don't mean to sound some new age, but like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, there's this experiments when they'll take like 100 people who meditate and put them into a city where the crime level is just insane.
Mm.
And then their collective meditational effort results in a crime decreasing by like 30-40%. And that's like an actual thing that confirmed and being executed, right? Uh-huh. In like Baltimore and Chicago, yes, and Detroit. So I feel like art basically does the same thing. You know, just because you're not on a Tendersticks show, it doesn't mean it's not doing its vibe. Yeah. You know, it's leaking in into society. And
what I love about the fact that the song is the fact that, you know, you could like speak openly in interviews about the fact that you do want the Russians and the Ukrainians to be friends again, or that you're a supporter of Ukrainian and Russian friendship. But there's this the song just tells that story without you saying anything about it. That's what I love.
Because saying anything in a political context is just so counterproductive, and it's an immediate flop. You can't say anything really that is going to be constructive, because it's such a chaos.
Yeah,
and I also find it to be absolutely non-inspiring on any level. So the song already existed independently of that.
Yeah.
And I was almost like just taking a well-preserved fruit or a seed that was grown somewhere else and just throwing it into a situation that's kind of rotten.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. That's yeah. Now, I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show. You've brought the beautiful horn section with you. They're going to support you tonight, so that's going to be great. And I'm going to give away the last tickets for tonight's show, because it's a sold-out show at Huxley's. But we have two more tickets that we can give away. Und zwar an die Leute, die mich jetzt erreichen, unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer. Zum Glück ruft schnell an für die letzten Tickets für Gogol Bordello heute Abend im Huxley's mit voller Bandstärke. Mindestens 9 Leute auf der Bühne. Die Bläser-Section ist dabei und es wird fett, 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 fett. Thank you, Eugene, for visiting.
Yes, man.
I hope I'll see you again pretty soon.
All right.
And as soon as you've finished that solo record, you let us know, because I want to listen to more duets.
You'll hear about it.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.